Let's bow together and pray the Lord's blessing on the ministry of the word this afternoon. Father, help us as we continue to progress through this catechism of ours, which does provide such a wonderful summary of the Christian faith for us. In particular, help us to learn how to pray. Help us to pray as individuals in private. Help us to pray in our homes. Help us to pray in the assembly, in the congregation. Lord, we know that you have called us to be a people of prayer and to be a house of prayer. We know that you have determined to work through our prayers. And so help us to engage in this wonderful privilege according to your word. We ask your blessing, O Lord, upon the preaching of the word this afternoon. And we say these things in Christ's name. Amen. We're continuing on in our catechism, considering the great doctrines of the Christian faith. We've come now to Baptist Catechism number 108, which asks, what do we pray for in the first petition, of the Lord's Prayer, that is? And the answer that is given is that in the first petition, which is, hallowed be thy name, we pray that God would enable us and others to glorify him and all that whereby he makes himself known, and that he would dispose all things to his own glory. This is what we are praying for in the first petition. And I would like to read Psalm 67 as our scripture text for this afternoon. To the choir master with stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, Selah. That your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon the earth, Selah. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. This is now the reading of God's most holy word. May he add his blessing to the preaching of it this afternoon. Last Sunday afternoon, we considered the preface or the introduction to the Lord's Prayer. And I actually began that sermon by stammering over my words, saying, these words, our Father in heaven, are not a part of the Lord's Prayer. Do you remember how I began with that? I quickly corrected myself. Here's what I had in mind, but failed to clearly communicate. The words, our Father in heaven, are certainly a part of the Lord's Prayer, but they are introductory. With these words, we address God in prayer. But the first petition or request is this, hallowed be thy name. So then, we are to address God Almighty as Father, for he has set his love upon us in Christ Jesus. And the very first thing that we should pray for is that his name be hallowed. The first thing that we should notice is that this request is to be our first request. And that itself is very significant. What is the very first thing we should say to God in prayer after we address him as Father? What is the very first thing that we should pray for? Here we are told, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. First words are very important in any conversation. Have you ever noticed that? For they reveal what is most important to us. If you meet with someone and immediately begin talking about business, whatever the business may be, it's very rude. And why is it rude? Because it reveals that you don't care much about the person, but only about the business or the issue at hand. You know, you meet with someone. If you just get straight to business, it kind of communicates that you don't care about the person. You just care about the business or the issue at hand. And this is why we typically begin conversations with statements like this. Hello, how are you? How was your day? How's the family? You know, we make small talk, and this small talk is important because it indicates that we actually care about the person that we are meeting with. And then from there, we get on to the business at hand. We address the issue, whatever it may be, the reason for our meeting. And so this small talk does communicate that we care about the person. And hopefully you really do in the heart. It's not just a technical, you know, conversation piece, but it reveals the heart. And similarly, the way in which we begin our prayers reveals a lot about the condition of our heart. Now, I don't want you to get me wrong. There are times when we may get straight to business with God and prayer. There are times where we may do that. Just as there are times when we get straight to business in our conversations with others, sometimes that is appropriate. If there's an emergency, you don't make small talk. You get straight to business. You address the issue, whatever it may be. And it's not wrong for us to cry out to God in a moment of fear or frustration or desperation and to immediately bring your concerns or your needs to Him. But typically, when we bow before the Lord in prayer, you know, here I have in mind our private prayer time. Here I have in mind our prayer time as a congregation. Typically, in situations like this, when we bow before the Lord in prayer, we ought to begin not with requests concerning our own needs, but rather a request that God's name be hallowed. This should be our first request, not only because Christ said that it should be, but because it is the highest concern of our hearts. This should be the first thing we say, because it is, in fact, our leading concern that God's name be hallowed. It's the first thing on our minds, because it's the highest concern of our heart. When we pray that God's name be hallowed, we are praying that God would be honored, revered, exalted, and glorified. Notice that is what our catechism teaches, saying in the first petition, which is, hallowed be thy name, we pray that God would enable us and others to glorify him and all that whereby he makes himself known, and that he would dispose all things to his own glory. That is what this means. When we say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, we are praying that God would be glorified, that he would be revered, that he would be honored and exalted. This should be the leading concern of our hearts, and it should be the very first thing that we pray for. I think we can pause at this point in the sermon and maybe acknowledge that this is not always the leading concern of our heart. Oftentimes, other things concern us more. Whatever the crisis may be, that's the leading concern. Our prosperity in the world, that's our leading concern. Our health, oftentimes those things become chief concerns to us, but they should not be. Our chief concern, our leading concern, should be that God be exalted, that he be glorified in all things. And I want for you to notice that our catechism helps us to think about the various ways that God may be glorified. In the first petition, which is, hallowed be thy name, we pray that God would enable us to glorify him. So then, when we pray to God, our leading prayer should be something like this: Father in heaven, would you use me to bring glory to your name today? Use me to glorify you. Be exalted in my thoughts. Be exalted through my words. Be exalted through my deeds. When we pray that God's name be hallowed, we are praying that God would enable or empower us to live for his glory. It's the first thing we are to pray for. And because we are to pray not only for ourselves, but also for others, we should pray that God would enable or empower others to glorify him too. Notice that is what our catechism teaches here in 108. And so we should pray like this: Lord, be exalted through others too, through my spouse, through my children. Be exalted through my brothers and sisters in Christ as they live for you in this world. Be exalted through your church as she gathers to worship and to serve you on the Lord's Day. Be exalted, glorified, not only in me and through me, but in and through others too, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Not only my brothers and sisters in Christ in our local congregation, but in other congregations. Be exalted in your churches, O Lord. For we have been called out of this world to walk with you and to bring glory to your name. So be exalted in your churches. The phrase, in all that whereby he makes himself known, reminds us that God is to be glorified in all things. Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 10. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Isn't that a great statement? Do everything that you do to the glory of God. Even when you eat and when you drink, you're to do that to God's glory. I'm afraid that Christians sometimes assume that God is to be glorified in the chapel and through praise, while forgetting that God is to be glorified in every place and through all things. He is to be honored in our eating and drinking, in our thinking, in our speaking, in our working, even in our recreation. God is to be glorified in all of these areas of life and all of these pursuits. The Christian should do all things to the glory of God. And that is what we are to pray for in this first petition. Lord, empower us to do all things to the glory of your name. The phrase, and that he would dispose all things to his own glory, should remind us to pray that God be glorified not only through us, but in all places through all circumstances. You know, one thing we've witnessed in our study of the book of Exodus is that the Lord will be glorified both in his gracious dealings with man and also through his judgments. We've learned that truth in our study of Exodus, haven't we? That God is exalted, God is highly lifted up as he displays and distributes his grace. Also, he will be exalted and lifted up throughout human history and surely at the end of time, also as he pours out his just judgments. And I think we are to keep that in mind. When we pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name," we are not only to pray that God would enable us and others to glorify him, you know, through our thoughts, words, and deeds, but that God would be glorified in all the earth, in all things. God, be glorified as you show grace to sinners, as you call sinners to repentance and faith in Christ Jesus. Be glorified in that. And Lord, even be glorified in your judgments too, in your grace and also in your power and glory. Be glorified in all things. We are to pray that God would be exalted, not only in us, but in all things as well. When we pray, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name," we should pray that God would be glorified in all the earth and in all things, and that he will get the glory at the end of time. We know that he will, but we're to pray for that too. We're to pray that God would get the glory even now and forever. Perhaps you're beginning to see that each one of these petitions of the Lord's Prayer can be greatly expanded and elaborated on if we are thoughtful. This little phrase, "Hallowed be your name," it takes us about a second and a half to say it, right? "Hallowed be thy name." Is this Christ's intention that we would bow before the Lord and just simply cite the Lord's Prayer from memory and move on with our day? It's not wrong to do so. Maybe we do that from time to time. Sometimes I do. On the Lord's Day morning, during that pastoral prayer when I've preached too long, you know, I'll cite the Lord's Prayer. And that's good. It's the prayer that Christ taught his disciples to pray, and it's not wrong for us to do so. But what I want you to see is that each one of these petitions, even the preface itself, each one of these petitions, along with the preface and the conclusion, these are meant to be elaborated upon. A theme is introduced, and we're to be thoughtful concerning that theme. We're to pray broadly. And if you understand this, all of a sudden you will grow from feeling as if there's not much to say to God in prayer to thinking there's not enough time in the day to pray for everything that we should pray for. Even just this first petition can be greatly expanded upon as we pray that God would enable us and others to glorify him and all that whereby he makes himself known, and that he would dispose all things to his own glory. Let's bow together for prayer now. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Help us, O God, to have your glory as our leading concern. We were created in the beginning to glorify you. Adam fell into sin. And as a result, we are born in sin. And our leading problem is this: we live not for your glory, but for the glory of ourselves. You have redeemed us, though. You have washed us in the blood of the Lamb. You have renewed us. And so may this be our leading concern now, the highest aim or objective of our lives, to live for your glory. May we glorify you, O God, in our eating and in our drinking, in our thinking and in our speaking, in our interactions with one another, especially here in this place as we come to give you the worship that you so deserve. Father, first change our hearts so that we desire above all else to give you the glory that you deserve, and also change the way that we pray if it needs to be changed, so that our leading petition would be that your name be hallowed. God, we thank you for the grace you've shown to us in Christ, and we all confess together that you are worthy. And in Christ's name we pray. Amen.